Across the border from Texas in northern Mexico, a reporter for a national newspaper was found dead this week. He's the sixth journalist killed in that country this year. We have Jorge Valencia on the line from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau to tell us a little bit more about freedom of expression there. Good morning, Jorge.
Hey, Lauren.
So first, tell us who this reporter was and what we know about his death.
His name is Héctor González, and he was a longtime reporter and a native of the state of Tamaulipas, just on the other side of Texas, on the Gulf side. And he most recently was working as a correspondent for a very big and influential daily newspaper called Excelsior. And the type of stories that he did were the type of stories that one might expect from a state like Tamaulipas, where there's a lot of drug trafficking. He covered a lot of things that were related to violence and a lot of things that were related to drugs. And he was found beaten, bludgeoned to death on Tuesday. And the big question here is that we don't know actually who did it or what the motive may have been. And the reason why it's important to highlight that is that, in other words, this means that we don't know with certainty that this is connected to his work as a journalist. It seems like a likelihood, but it could also be, at least at this stage, it could be anything else with the information that we have.
Yeah. So he is the sixth journalist killed in Mexico just this year. And I mean, just one is too many, but how does this affect freedom of the press there?
Well, the short answer to that is that people and journalists become less willing to talk. These homicides of journalists are generally concentrated in areas in more dangerous parts of the country. For example, where Héctor González was from, Tamaulipas, where there are a lot of thoroughfares for drug cartels that are trying to get drugs into the U.S. There's also a lot of cases in another part of the country, in the state of Guerrero, which is down in the South Pacific, where there is a lot of poppy farming that's used for production of heroin. So at least in the immediate, what we do know for sure is that as a result of all these homicides that we've seen, that there have been at least 22 cases confirmed since 2010 of journalists killed as a direct result of their work as reporters. The end result is that also that we have Mexico now being the most dangerous country to be a journalist in the Western Hemisphere.
Wow. So is there anything that authorities there can do or are doing?
Well, the kind of response that we saw to this homicide this week is similar to the response that we see when something like this happens. The governor of the state of Tamaulipas said this would be thoroughly investigated. We're in a presidential campaign season. All of the candidates condemned this homicide. And there's a special federal prosecutor's office that was created some years ago specifically to deal with these kinds of crimes that are or could be an attack on freedom of expression. Regrettably, this is an office that is chronically understaffed and that is very ineffective. So yes, there is something that authorities are doing, or at least something that they say that they're doing, but to a certain extent, it amounts to grandstanding.
Okay, but there has been one breakthrough in one case, right?
Yes, there was a breakthrough in a very prominent case. This was the homicide of a reporter in the state of Sinaloa, which is sort of the heart of drug country. His name is Javier Valdez. This was a very courageous and brave reporter who wrote about drug trafficking for many years and under many threats. He was killed outside of the newspaper, outside of the office of the newspaper that he co-founded. And last month, federal authorities said that they had apprehended a suspect who they believed was one of the actors in this homicide. Now, his wife said that, at least at the time, she was somewhat skeptical. She didn't have enough information to know whether or not this was credibly the person or a person who was responsible for her husband's death. But at least in the short term, this is somewhat of a silver lining, and it gives people hope that there is somebody out there who is trying to find culprits and is having some moderate success at doing so.
Yeah. All right. That's KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from Mexico City. Jorge, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.